Agenda item number seven, discussion and possible action on authorization to award enterprise resource planning financial software contract by John Halls, Chief Financial Officer.
As you all might remember, in this particular budget process, this fiscal 14 budget process, one of our projects that we had in there was the potential acquisition and installation of new financial software. We have been utilizing a system called Lawson from a company called Lawson, which is actually up in Minnesota area, for 11 or 12 years now. We installed it right before I got here, but it was installed at that process, and we've been utilizing it for all these years. As we've begun to look at and evaluated both the efficiency and effectiveness of the software and also the cost of the annual updates from the software, which have gotten to be about $140,000 a year now to pay Lawson to keep the software updated and those type of things, we began discussions with some software consultants that are much, familiar with the market in that regard about the potential of other software providers that might be more cost efficient and also might have software that would be better fit our organization. As a result of those, we employed the services of a company called Soft Resources that does this all the time, and they helped us prepare an RFP that we put out on the street and that we received, and it was a pretty detailed, they helped us to put the specifications, as you can imagine, are fairly detailed specifications regarding our financial software needs and things. Put it out on the street, we received six responses back, primarily from the firms that we expected that were going to respond to it, with software systems that are more fit the size of our organization. Lawson is, in the software business, they sort of refer to the providers in tier one, tier two, tier three type categories. Lawson is right at the bottom of a tier one category, which are larger organizations, as you can imagine. As an example, the biggest providers, as you all probably have heard, are SAP, Oracle, PeopleSoft, those types. Well, Lawson is just right under them. So they're a little bit bigger than really might fit the size of organization they have, which just means it's a more complex system. The updates, as I said, are more expensive and some things about it that make it maybe a little less efficient over time. So we were trying to find someone that we thought would be in a tier two category, which is where these providers came in. The six we received, we had an internal committee that reviewed all those and went through it with our consultant. We narrowed those down to three finalists. Those finalists were then invited in to make presentations. It was a very detailed presentation. We've already had two of the three have made their presentations, one 2 weeks ago, one this last week, and we've got the last one making their presentation this week, actually Wednesday and Thursday. Those presentations are 2 days each for each provider. They literally take almost all of 2 days to provide, to show their software and to put it up on the screen and talk about all the capabilities, literally down to the screenshots where you can see exactly what it does. It's a very detailed demonstration that they've made. So we've had two of those and are, again, the third one this week. What we're recommending here in order to be able to make a decision before having to wait till the next board meeting in April, we have a resolution here to hopefully give Phil the authority to select. We don't know which provider we're going to select yet because obviously we haven't finished the evaluation. But in your material, we laid out, and it says in the, if you'll turn to the resolution, the three finalists, the three firms are a firm called Cogsdale, which was just here last week. They're actually out of Prince Edward Island, Canada. They're a Canadian firm, but sell a lot of product in the United States, and they specialize in utility billing and things like that, which we have some of that. We're really in the wholesale business. They're a little more retail, but their products do match up pretty good with what we need. New World Systems, who did it 2 weeks ago, they're out of Michigan, and they made a good presentation. Both these made good presentations last 2 weeks. And then the last one this week is Tyler Technologies we're going to hear from. And anyway, those are the three finalists, and we're still be deciding that. Yes.
Is this strictly a bottom line number on who's going to get chosen, or
Absolutely. Part of it will certainly be the cost of the software and the implementation, which we'll get once we finish these presentations. We will ask for best and final, because to some extent the presentations help to spell out maybe a few applications that were not in their original proposals, and we sort of tweaked it a little bit because they realize, oh, well, you really need this or that, and they'll come back with a more accurate proposal to us with final pricing. So absolutely, pricing is part of it, but we're also, of course, looking at what's the best fit from a capability. And of course, when I say pricing, not only the purchase of the software, which is the one-time price, but also the ongoing cost, both the installation cost, which is a significant portion, and then the ongoing update cost will all be figured into. So it would really be a sort of a life cycle look of it.
John, this is our core software systems, and it's very comprehensive.
Yes. Yes, it's an enterprise.
It resides on a mainframe, or is it an IBM mainframe? Or?
Well, it runs on our network, and Courtney can. I'll let Courtney talk about the technology aspects of it.
Windows Server. We have an Microsoft Enterprise version, so it'll run on Windows Server and SQL Server back to the database.
So we're running servers instead of a mainframe.
Right.
That allows for the capabilities of all of our facilities to utilize it. Most of these things are web-based now, and that's where the connectivity is.
What is the approximate purchase price?
Well, that's a good question. What we budgeted this year, what's in the budget for fiscal 14, is $740,000. That's the budgeted number, and that would include the cost of the software and the installation cost of it, we hope. And if for some reason it does not, and these all come in more or something, we will come back to you all to discuss that and figure out where to go from there. But
John,
it would have to be within the budget.
Do we have as far as our security on this system, because this needs to be a secure system, clearly, do we have a separate secure vendor that watches everything on all of our connections?
All three of the vendors that we've selected integrate with our Windows security, and so it will be seamless internally.
So, I guess my question: do we have a vendor, a third party that watches everything for security purposes? We just rely on Windows.
We don't have a separate vendor that does that. We do it all ourselves with third party software.
What do you anticipate saving by doing that?
It's probably about a 5 or 6 year payback. Again, we get the final numbers, but preliminarily, what that means is we're paying about $140,000 a year right now with Lawson. We anticipate that whichever vendor we select is probably going to be $40,000 to $50,000 a year. So that's about $100,000 savings a year, and that will probably pay for the software and the installation, or close to paying for the software and the installation over about a 5 or 6 year period of time. So it's a payback of about 5 or 6 years. I mean, you won't really begin to save money until probably 7 or 8 years out there and stuff. But of course, from a standpoint, the idea is you'll have a better system that will be more efficient and work better for our organization and be a lot and will save us from inefficiencies from that standpoint, from an operations standpoint.
In our analysis, it sounds like y'all did a good job doing your due diligence. Do the other river authorities use any of these vendors that you're proposing?
One of the things we look at will be some, before we make a final selection, we'll certainly do some references. It's even a possibility we might go and visit the either other entities that utilize us. Now, in case I was trying to remember, Courtney, what some of the authorities and stuff. Of course, LCRA is much larger than we are, so it's not really a comparable type of system.
Before we selected all these, we looked at the work they had done for
That's definitely one of the things you want to look at.
I would just make comment to the security part of it. You know, because when you're buying their license to run their software, whatever you can do about Flora Lee, put some sort of overwhelming paragraph on security, because it's becoming a bigger deal. There's so many hackers out there working the systems and it's a real battle right now.
Right. And one of the things Laura Lee and I've already discussed about the potential contract that we'll have, and really looking at that and making sure that everything that we expect to get, that we'll get from this provider, and including the installation stuff.
So, John, you mentioned acquisition and installation. What about ongoing costs of this system compared to what we're paying now?
Well, that was hopefully the benefit of it, is that the ongoing costs are probably about a third. We expect less than a half, maybe a third of the existing cost. Where we're paying about $140,000 a year, this is probably gonna be maybe $50,000 a year or so. Is the ongoing cost. Again, that's because it's a smaller, less complex system, still very much fits what we need. Lawson is a little bit more complex and has a lot more bells and whistles, some of which we don't use, and you pay for that necessarily. So.
And where are the other two? Entity you mentioned, Scottsdale's out of Canada and New World Systems and Tyler. Where are they?
New World Systems was in Michigan, and actually Tyler Technologies, I believe, is also in Michigan, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. They're both up north. I have to look. I can get you that information. I was trying to remember, but it was sort of interesting. The consultant we're utilizing, which is called Software Resources, is actually out of Seattle and stuff. But we went through a whole RFP process selecting the consultant to help us, evaluate and write the RFPs and stuff, and they were the...
We're working you a little bit on that. I know y'all probably spent a lot of time.
No.
Some of our experiences on our current contract, one of the nightmares, the current vendor we have for that exit and deconversion, I'm sure your consultants looked into that. We run into significant problems on that in the past, so I'll just throw that out.
No, I appreciate any advice. We have tried to do our diligence.
Current vendor, if you don't have provision for deconversion, they can hold you hostage, or they can make the conversion part very difficult. And that's always one of the big risks in doing what you're doing, is the conversion needs to go well. So I'm glad we've got a consultant helping us.
In your expert opinion, John, are you comfortable with that $750?
I am at this particular point. I think we'll be able to come in within that figure. And again, if we don't, we will come back. We will not be able to contract because it'll exceed our budget, and we'll have to come back to you all and discuss at that point. But I believe it will come in at this particular point.
Does the RFA and the budget include money for training, for them to come here and train our employees?
Yes, yes. The budget that we have is for fiscal 14, and it'll include, the acquisition of software, the license itself, all the implementation and training costs associated with it. Our consultant will also be helping us in the implementation side too. That's paid for in a different out of a different line item, but that's more of an expense line item. But it'll include everything associated with it.
Will it require any of our personnel going someplace for training, or do they come here?
I think they'll all come here. I think the assumption is that their training, what they've represented, is they would bring people here and be able to train on site and stuff. There's a possibility we, like I said, may go out and look at some references. We might take a visit if we think. Usually what happens, what I understand in this, is with three finalists, you'll probably, after the last presentation, might knock one of them out, and you'll be down to sort of two, perhaps one primary, and that's where you'll look at the references, and you might even visit the references if it makes sense, if they're not very far, and you can do that sort of efficiently. So where you can talk to the people actually utilizing and how things went.
As I recall, it took, a year or more to adopt the Lawson system?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I was here too.
It was a longer, from what I understand. The two that have already presented pretty much have indicated that the implementation phase is about 8 to 9 months, probably, is a realistic implementation phase. So it'll take us through, for instance, if we actually select and contract and get started in March, let's say, or something, obviously it'll take the balance of calendar 14 to get it implemented in, but that's roughly the time frame.
I see. Any more questions? If not, will you read your resolution?
Whereas in October 2013, the Brazos River Authority solicited proposals for the new Enterprise Resource Planning Financial Software Services, and whereas the proposals submitted by the firms of Cogsdale, New World Systems, and Tyler Technologies were selected as finalists, and their respective proposals are currently being evaluated by Brazos River Authority staff, now therefore be it resolved that the General Manager CEO is hereby authorized to negotiate and execute a contract for Enterprise Resource Planning Financial Software Services with a firm that is determined by staff to provide the best value and services to the Brazos River Authority.
Heard the resolution and motion to adopt.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Poll the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Boyland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.